And we talked about bedroom, talking about the bed earlier. What all goes on when you make up a bed? What all goes on it?
Well, on the mattress you put the bottom sheet, mm-hmm. and then the top sheet, mm-hmm. and a bedspread mm-hmm. in the sun. Now, we still use a lot of the old cover my grandmother made, great-grandmother made.
What kind of
quilts? In the summer you had counterpanes which were white woven, like bedspreads. Mm-hmm. And in the winter you had wool coverlets which were hand-loomed. And we still use them. Of course, today we have electric blankets.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use maybe anything that was, as you mentioned, quilts, I think?
Comforts.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use those?
Yes, we had some wool comforts.
How are they different from
Well, they are thick, and the quilting is not so close together, so that there were satin comforts that were real pretty that we would use.
Mm-hmm. And what you would have to put your head on?
The pillows.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever see one of those or know one of those that stretched all the way across?
Yes,
the bed?
A pillow sham.
Pillow sham. Hmm.
And we have some of the pillow sham covers.
What if it were just used for decoration? Would you still call it the same thing?
Yes, pillow sham.
Ever heard anybody call that something else?
No, but now the old poster beds were called teaster beds. Mm-hmm. That had the hangings around the, mm-hmm. over the top.
Did you ever anybody call that a bolster?
A bolster, yes. That was a pillow sham, a long pillow, yes. Mm-hmm.
And say, if you didn't have enough old beds to sleep everybody, you might make a
pallet.
Mm-hmm. And go
ahead. Well, I was just going to say the pallet was on the floor and maybe you use a mattress, or if you didn't have a spare mattress, fold quilts to make it padded and soft.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what kinds of land or soil do you usually have on a farm?
Well, right, we have sandy loam here. Mm-hmm. In Butler County, they had the clay, red clay.
Sandy loam, what's that? What is that?
Well, it has a lot of sand in it.
Mixed in with something else.
Well, I don't know a lot about soils, but of course, if you live near a river, mm-hmm. you like to have bottom land, which mm-hmm. was dark and rich.
Do you have a special name for, say, a field that was good for nothing, other than raising grass, or clover, alfalfa, something like that? Maybe low-lying grassland. Do you have a special name for that?
Well, when you saw a field that was just growing up in weeds, and you would refer to that as the farmer was letting his field lie out that year. Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you ever use the term meadow for anything?
No, it was always pasture.
Always pasture. Mm-hmm. And let's see, what about land that's covered with water a good part of the year, almost all of the year? What would you call that?
Swamp land.
Mm-hmm. Any other name that people use for that?
Just lowland or swamp land.
Mm-hmm. And